Mallory Domenico turned tragedy into inspiration. The Nipissing Lakers varsity women's hockey player scored 14 goals, 12 assists for 26 points in only 24 games. But her goals didn't just help her team win, they also helped raise money for the Young Leader Legacy. She started the initiative to pay tribute to six friends that had passed away between 2017 and 2021. To honor those six friends, Domenico, through sponsorship, donated $100 for every point she got this season to the Kid Sport Foundation here in North Bay. The donations will be going to the Kid Sport Foundation in the names of my six friends, said Domenico. The Wolves Den Gaspar and Canco number 711 jumped on board to support the new cause. A big thank you to Wolves Den Gaspar plus Canco number 711 for your support and contributions to the Young Leader Legacy Initiative, said Domenico via social media. I am extremely grateful and happy to say we have been able to donate $2,600 to Kidsport North Bay for this 2023-24 hockey season. See related. Local player gets inspiration through tragedy. See related. Mallory Domenico contributing to Lakers' dominant first half. Domenico lost these friends to various tragedies. In 2017, it was minor hockey teammate Alex Corneal who died due to an undiagnosed heart condition. In January of 2018, her friend Avery Andrew, a teammate on the Barry Jr. Sharks of the Provincial Women's Hockey League, died in a car accident on New Year's Day. In February of 2019, her friend Kira Daniel lost her long battle with cancer. In September of 2020, Andrew Wilson, who was a high school athlete at Scollard Hall and Widdefield, died of a heart attack. In November of 2020, Noah Dugas, a 13-year-old local hockey player, passed away due to a stroke. In June of 2021, Camila Label, a local basketball player, collapsed and died while out jogging. That news could take its toll on someone regardless if they are young or old. However, Domenico decided to do some good through the tragedy. Grieving the loss of a friend never gets easier. I have always wanted to find a way in which I could make sure both their names and legacies live on.